Miss Squeal. That business squeal like feeling.
Oh,
Which squeal? Squeal now. Squeal.
Whee!
Squeal. Squeal louder. 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 Get down there, boy.
You just drop them pants.
like to tell a story about something that happened to me. I was sitting home just the other day watching some TV when there was a knock on my door, and I went to the door to see who it was, and it was a woman with no eyes, and she had a stack full of comic books. And she gave me one of them, and she said, "Take it and read." And I took it, and I did read. And the story was so moving and compelling that I had to write a song about it. It wasn't one of your regular comic books. Rather, it was one of those comic books by Chick Publications out in California. One of those comic books that's meant to convert you to fundamental Christianity. And it was a story about a family. And a father's name, his name was Lisa's father. And the mother's name, her name was Lisa's mother. And then there was a child, a five-year-old child named Lisa. Lisa, pure as the driven snow, but she was driven in other ways as well. I'll tell you about that later. Lisa's mother was an alcoholic. She used to sit and knock back JB from 8 o'clock in the morning till she passed out at midnight. Lisa's father, however, he was a sinner of another sort. He was a sinner of a different color, if you know what I'm talking about. He was the kind of man who didn't keep his sinning to himself. Because he was a child molester. This was a man who abused his little daughter, Lisa, every night, every afternoon, every morning. As soon as Lisa's mother was whacked out on JD, he'd go up into Lisa's bedroom, and he'd start wailing away on this poor little kid, making that sound going, oh, waka, 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 baby, 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 have a good time, yeah, yeah. And one day he was up there doing what it was he did to that poor little girl when there was a knock on his front door. He tucked in his shirt, and he ran down, pulled up his pants, and answered the door quick as he could, and he said, "No, who's there?"
"Hi, this is Bill, your neighbor."
"Oh, hi!
Hi,
how you doing? How's the weather?
The weather's fine.
Hey, how about
what
that
you've been
There's
doing
something, huh?
with Lisa? But you gotta let me do it too if you want me to turn you in."
And the mother said, "Whoa, I'm in the soup now. What am I gonna do? I gotta let him do it to Lisa or he'll turn me into the police."
"The police are the destino."
"Okay, you can do it. You can do it too." Wow. And that's what happened. Upstairs, the two of them went. And from that day on, the both of them were doing it to poor little Lisa. But one day, the mother tried out just long enough to take that kid to the doctor. The doctor took one look at this kid. And you know what that doctor said?
That doctor said, "Your daughter has a venereal disease."
And that mother, she put two and two together mighty fast, I'll tell you.
And she got more.
She knew what was going up down there. She knew what was going on up there. And she grabbed that kid and she started running home. She ran home as fast as she could. And she ran and she pointed a finger at Lisa's father. And she said,
"You repulsive little shit, I hate you, I hate you."
And Lisa's father said, "Whoa, whoa, I'm in the soup now. She knows what I'm in, the one of Lisa." And he ran out that door as fast as he could. He started making his way down to the bridge, just like James Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. He was going to throw himself off that bridge. And just then, a woman with no eyes and a handful of comic books walked up to him in the comic book. Just like the woman in my opinion. And she gave him a comic book and she said, "Just pray. Just pray," is what she said. And the next panel said,
15 minutes later.
And he said, "Whoa, I feel excellent. I'm going to go home and tell Lisa's mother about this praying stuff." And he said, he ran home and he said, "Hey, Lisa's mother, listen to this." And she said,
"I hate you,
you're pulled." He said, "Whoa, shut up, you old cow. Listen to this, dry up and pray."
She prayed.
And what did it say?
15 minutes later.
Lisa, and tell her what's happening around here. They call her Lisa. Lisa's a little scared. She doesn't like her parents too much. You can understand. She says, they say, "Hey, Lisa, we got some good news for you. We're never gonna hurt you. Never gonna hurt you anymore." And Lisa says,
"Oh, really?"
"This is about the forgiving your sins. This is Lady Savior. This is about the forgiving your sins. This is Lady Savior. Hey, oh, waka, 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 baby, baby, baby. Waka, 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 baby, baby, baby. Give my baby, 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 have a little pop. Give my baby, baby, have a little pop. This is about the forgiving your sins. This is Lady Savior. This is about the forgiving your sins. This is Lady Savior. 5 years old and already feeling lovesick. 5 years old and already making love kicks. Oh, daddy, daddy, go jump with you with your big stick. Daddy, please, daddy, daddy, oh, daddy, daddy.
Savior,
this is not the one forgiving his sins,
but the name is Savior.
Oh, really?
Peep dog.
Don't let me buy, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby on Sunday cold. Oh dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby on Sunday hat. Come to my house and black that phone. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
She started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, life is sweet.
kiss me now. And it was old rage. Come on now. Listen, it was old rage. It was old rage. It was old rage. It's old rage. It's old rage now. It's old rage now. It is old rage now. It is old rage now. It is old rage now. It's old rage now.
Like a nasty English pig dog.
Fascinating. TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
And I'll win that fight.
TNT.
I'm a power load.
TNT.
Watch me explode. I'm dirty, mean, mighty unclean. I'm a wanted man. Public enemy number one. Understand?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Thank you. eat a bowl of fuck.
I used to be a chill.
Big Dog.
We'll be right back.
I do have a cause, though. It is obscenity. I'm for it. Thank you. Unfortunately, the civil liberties types who are fighting this issue have to fight it, owing to the nature of the laws, as a matter of freedom of speech and stifling of free expression and so on. But we know what's really involved. Dirty books are fun. That's all there is to it. But you can't get up in the court and say that, I suppose. It's simply a matter of freedom of pleasure, a right which is not guaranteed by the Constitution, unfortunately. Anyway, since people seem to be marching for their causes these days, I have here a march for mine. It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut. Tull. I've never quibbled if it was ribbled. I would devour where others merely nibbled. As the judge remarked the day that he acquitted my Aunt Hortense, to be smut it must be utterly without redeeming social importance. Pornographic pictures I adore, indecent magazines galore. I like them more if they're hardcore. Bring on the obscene movies, murals, postcards, neckties, samplers, stained glass windows, tattoos, anything. More, more, I'm still not satisfied. Stories of tortures used by debauchers, lurid, licentious, and vile. Make me smile. Novels that pander to my taste for candor give me a pleasure sublime. Let's face it, I love slime. All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder. For filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. Book like Fanny Hill, and I suppose I always will, if it is swill and really filthy. Who needs a hobby like tennis or philately? I've got a hobby, rereading Lady Chatterley. But now they're trying to take it all away from us unless we take a stand, and hand in hand we fight for freedom of the press. In other words, smut, I love it. Ah, the adventures of a slut. Oh, I'm a market they can't glut. I don't know what compares with smut. Hip, hip, hooray, let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Don't let them take it away.
Well, I don't fuck much with the past, but I fuck plenty with the future. Over the skin of silk or scars from the splinters of stations and walls I've caressed. Stages like each bolt of wood, like a log of Helen. It's my pleasure. I would measure the success of a night by the amount of piss and seed I could exude all over the columns that nestled the PA. Some nights I'd surprise everybody by skipping off with a skirt of green, not sewed over with flat metallic circles which dazzled and flashed. The nights were violet and the were white. I had no amount of veil, I couldn't bear to use it. With my hair was cropped, I paid great covering. But now that my hair itself is a veil and a scalp, inside is a scalp of a crazy and sleepy Comanche. Rise beneath this netting of skin. I wake up, I am lying peacefully. I'm not peaceful and my knees are open to the sun. I desire him, he's just absolutely ready to seize me. And in heart, I am Muslim. In heart, I am an American. And in heart, I'm a Muslim. In heart, I'm an American artist. And I have no guilt. I seek pleasure, I seek nerves under your skin. The narrow archway, the layers, the scroll of ancient letters. We worship the floor, the belly, the mole in the belly of an exquisite whore. You spare the child and spoil the bride. I have not sold myself to God.
Baby was a black sheep, baby was a whore.
I extend their hand. The storm that lends harm also makes fertile. Blessed is the grass and herb and the tree of thorn and light.
Than when there's nothing on TV. I'd rather be a cowboy than To feel the heat. Well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
We'll be right back. then?
Yes.
Well, I was quite enjoying that.